Sweetest friends, this shir should be a special schus for the entire world. We should have a Yeshua Gedola from the coronavirus that is spreading everywhere. And we're going to be discussing the din of Nechal al Asova beKorbanos and basing ourselves on the Torah of Hagon Rabbi Simcha Elberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the legendary editor of the Apardes Torah Journal. In Pesachim Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, it says Chagiga Boim HaPesach Nechelet Tchila Kedei SheHaPesach Nechal Al Asova. That Chagiga that comes with the Korban Pesach, first to eat the Korban Chagiga, in order that the Korban Pesach should be eaten on a full stomach. So writes the Rambam in the 8th Perek of Hilchos Korban Pesach, Halacha Gimel, Mitzvah Min HaMuvchor Lechol B'sar HaPesach Achilas Asova. Lefikach Im Ekrivu Shalmei Chagiga Bar Basar Oichel Mehem Tchila V'achakach Oichel B'sar HaPesach Kedei Lesboa Mimeno. It's a special mitzvah. The ideal way to do it is to eat the Besar Pesach on a full stomach, Achilas Asova. And therefore, if there were Makriv Shalmei Chagiga on the 14th, first you eat from the Shalmei Chagiga, and then you eat from the Besar Pesach in order to be Saveya, in order to be satiated from the Korban Chagiga, and then eat the Besar Pesach Al Hasova. That the Besar Pesach will be satisfying you. First, you shouldn't eat it on an empty stomach. First, you eat the Besar Chagiga, and then you eat the Besar Pesach Al Hasova, that it should satisfy you. And that's the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah brings the Mechilta in Bo, HaPesach Nechal Achilas Sova, Ve'ein Matzah Umaror Nechalim Achilas Sova, that Pesach is eaten to satiation, and matzah and maror are not. In Tosis Psachim, there in Dibra Maschil Lav Chovahi, he brings the Yerushalmi that says that the Pesach is eaten ala sova is only the Rabbanan. Why? Because it's gzeira that a person shouldn't break a bone. If he gets the Pesach and he's hungry, he's going to eat the meat and then he's going to want more. So he's going to break the bone in order to suck the juice out of the bone. So we don't want that. So it comes out according to the Yerushalmi that the din sova is only din de rabbanan. It's a gzera that you shouldn't break the bone. But according to the Mechilta, there's a pasuk that Pesach nechal al sova. And what's the pasuk? The pasuk is that HaPesach Nechal Achilas Sova, they learn from the pasuk that HaPesach Nechal Achilas Sova, Ve'ein Matzah Mor Nechal Achilas Sova. And the pasuk it's derived from is Yochluhu, Matzah Morim Yochluhu. So the Pesach is eaten Achilas Sova, and the matzah and maror are not eaten Achilas Sova. The matzah and maror, you can be hungry when you're eating them, and the Pesach, you're not supposed to be hungry. You're supposed to be satisfied by the Pesach. You're ready when we get to the Pesach. You're ready. Your stomach is nearly full, and then the Pesach completely satisfies you. But according to the holy Yerushalmi, that the Pesach is Nechal al Asov is not derived from the Pasuk, but it's only Dirabban Gzeira Shviras Etzem. So, if a person doesn't, if we don't allow him to eat from the, if we don't tell him to eat beforehand, then he might come to break the bone that we don't want. So we see it's a machlokas, if it's a Dirabbanan Pesach Nechal al Asov or a Dorai. So the Morchi, at the end of Pesachim, Keseder Shel Pesach, he writes as follows. V'nechal shem min ha-zvachim and ha-psachim, that's what we say in the Haggadah, we'll eat there from the Zevach and from the Pesach. Zvachim precede Pesachim, says the Mordechi. Mishim the Chagiga ba kodem ha-Pesach, because Chagiga precedes the Pesach, as it says in the reason, kidei sheyehei ha-Pesach nechal al asov. It says in Pesachim daf ayin, that Pesach should be eaten on a full stomach. And the Yerushalmi Mefarish time at Haisa Chagiga Ba Kodem HaPesach they shall ever they share sets. And the Yerushalmi says the reason is that the Chagiga is eaten before the Pesach in order that you don't come to break the bone of the Pesach. then he asks, Kasha lamali taima mishim shvira setzem. Typically mishim taima di kadeshia pesach nechal ala sova. Why do I have to come to the reason of that I might break the bone? That's why the chagiga comes before the pesach. Tell me the chagiga comes before the pesach, kadeshia pesach nechal ala sova. So one second. If you're eating Pesach al Asova, then why don't you eat Chagiga al Asova? Why don't you first eat something, and then the Chagiga will fill you up totally? Why Dafka Pesach al Asova, and not Chagiga? Because all Kachim are eating al Asova. As it says in Tzmura, and Dafchav Gimel, it says, Yochlu, that if the mincha doesn't have kedesh svia, ochli machula no truma kedesh teinecheles al asova. You eat with it chulin and truma in order that it should be eaten on a full stomach, in order that you should be satisfied from it. So you see that by the menachos you have to eat al asova. So he assumes that all korbanos have to be eaten al asova. So why dafka is the pesach you makbid that it should be eaten al asova? Why don't you eat the chagig al asova and eat the pesach first, instead of eating the Pesach al Asova by eating the Chagiga first? Again, by al Asova we mean that it's going to satisfy. In order to be satisfied by something, if it's, you're not eating so much, you have to eat something first. So why dafka eat the Pesach, the Chagiga before the Pesach? Eat the Pesach before the Chagiga. Dichsiv, because it says in the Pasuk, L'mashcha k'derech sh'amalachim ochlim. Dahainu al Asova. Because it says, he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga. The Gemara in Chagiga doesn't quote this Pasuk, but it says lamashcha legedula that you have to eat the karbanos like chashav people eat, like kings eat, and that's al asova. Ulahachi it's derech chaim de mefarish biyushalim de chagiga ba koydim a pesach mishia pesach nechal al asova vaytaim achruinish layover lidei shviras etzem, and that's why I need both reasons. Because if it was just out the reason of shia nechal al asova by karban pesach, so that applies to all korbanos. So why eat the chagiga before the Pesach? Eat the Pesach before the chagiga. So we add on another reason. You know why the chagiga comes before the Pesach? Because you don't want to come lidei shviras etzem. You don't want to end up having to break the bone. So memele, you're not allowed to break the bone of the Pesach. So that's why we eat the chagiga before the Pesach and not the Pesach before the chagiga. V'nei ze barur shedin hanet jenechal al asova ulav dafka b'korban Pesach. So this is not dafka, this din of nechal al asova is lav dafka b'karbon pesach. It's b'chol ha-kachim. Kol ha-kachim nechalim l'sova, k'mefurish b'tmura, v'achlu matam v'lomer, it says v'anoseris v'menu yochal aron uvanav. So why do you have to say v'achlu? It says yochal aron uvanav. Melamich ha'itzach ilum wetah. So we learn from the pasuk v'anoseris v'menu yochlu aron uvanav matzas te'achal makam kodesh b'chatzor ha-moed yochlu ha. So the Gemara learns from Yochlu Ma Tamid Loimar. Now the pasuk says Yochlu Ha. At the end, Vanaseres Menu Yochlu Aron Aban of Matzis Teachel Makum Kadosh. B'chatzar Amod Yochlu Ha. So if it just said Yochlu, we would have learned, says the Gemara, that imay sachil muetes, that the mincha doesn't have kedei svi enough to satisfy you. You eat chulin and shruma together with it in order that it should be eaten al asova. You know why it says yochlu ha? That imay sachila meruba ain ochlin a machulin and shruma kedei shtol nechel asalagasa. In yochlu ha, we learn that if there's a lot, then you don't eat chulin and shruma together with this mincha in order that you shouldn't eat it achilagasa, that it's like too much already. Sometimes the person eats so much he gets sick. So you're not allowed to eat that way. So we see from the Gemara, from the word, if it would have just said yochlu, from the yochlu part of the word, you learn that you eat together with it, truma, and from the next word, yochlu, you learn from the eat together with it, chulin and truma, in order that the mincha should be eaten al asova. And so paskins the Rambam, perek yud al achiral, from my second part, say salam achilim wetis, ochlinim achulin and trumas, kadesh yanechalasim asova, so the Rambam paskins that if there's only a little bit of mincha, then you eat together with it chulin and shuma in order that it should be eaten, in order that it should satisfy you. So we find the din of nechal al asova b'kotshei kachim b'shiyarei mincha, and we also find the din of achila al asova by karban pesach. So we have two cases where we see in the Gemara Achila Lasova. We have Psachim Ayin, that's talking about the Korban Pesach, that's why the Chagiga first. And then we have Menacha Tmura Chav Gimel, that's talking about the Shiare HaMincha, that it's eaten Alasova. And that's learned from the word Yochlu, that if you don't have enough Mincha to satisfy you, so what should you do? You should first eat Truma and Chulin, and then by the time you get to your Mincha, it'll be Chashicha Shavi eating, that you're not going in there so hungry, and it's going to satisfy you. Alasova. So we can apparently say a chiddush that the din of nechal ala sova is only bekotshe kotshim, but not bekotshim kalim. Except for Pesach, we know the two categories of korbanos: kotshe kotshim, kotshim kalim. Kotshe kotshim reading only by kohanim, kotshim kalim reading even by Yisraelim. And apparently, this din of nechal ala sova is a din dafka and kotshe kotshim, and the only exception to the rule is the holy korban Pesach. It's like the Mechilta says. That we quoted before. That a Pesach ne'achal achilas sova, ve'ein matzo maro ne'achal an achilas sova. So we have a makor in the Mechilta based on the pasuk quoted before, that Korban Pesach is eaten ala sova, not matzah mar, but at least Korban Pesach is eaten ala sova. But what about other kachim kalim? Other kachim kalim, other shlamim and toda and all the different kachim kalim, you are not going to eat ala sova. There's no din to eat ala sova, just dafka by Korban Pesach. In order to explain the yisod to say she'ein din nechal sova ela b'kotshei kachim, we have to mevar the mahus of the mitzvah, the essence of the mitzvah of achilas kachim. Is the mitzvah the chovah ala adam that he should eat the kachim, and the mitzvah is al karkafta the gavra, it's incumbent upon the person to eat kachim, or the mitzvah is not to eat the basara korban, rather that the basara korban should be eaten. It's not a mitzvah on the gavra, it's a mitzvah on the korban that the korban should be eaten. So it's well known to so many different people, although I have met some people, particularly Gentiles, who didn't know this, but the Beis Halevi in Chelek Aleph and Siman Aleph writes, "She'achilas kachim ein ha-mitzvah la-adam chovas gavra." He says, kachim is not a chovas gavra. The mitzvah is that the meat should be eaten, and the achila is just a prat echad, it's one detail of the asiyas ha-korban. That's with all korbanos. Yotze min ha-klal, says Moreinu Rabbi Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik, Yotze min ha-klal is the korban Pesach, that the mitzvah is al ha'adam, v'chiyuva hu chovas gavra, the mitzvah is on the person, and the chiyuv is a chovas gavra, that he has to eat a kezayis of the Pesach in order to be yotzei his mitzvah, v'achilas Pesach, it says v'achalta. So it's the Or Sameach, in the sixth parak of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, v'kfar harichu b'zeh acharonim b'divreim. Now the din of nechal al ha'sova, we learn from the pasuk of anoser esmenu yochlu aharon upanav, and we dash in this pasuk, that it could say Yochlu, and instead it says Yochlu Ha. So what's the extra Ha? So the Gemara darshins that the part, if it just would have said Ve'achlu, then you would have gotten that to extra to teach you that Ima Yisachilim Muetes, then Ochlim Achulun Utshruma, and then Yochlu Ha, that if it's too much, then don't eat stuff before because you don't want it to be Achila Gasa. Now this pasuk is stated by the Mincha, by the Shiari Mincha, what the Kohen eats of the Mincha, like Rashi says. So the Chora, we have to say that the din of Nechal Al Hasova was only said on in Kotche Kotchim. Because what's the makor for a nechal ala sova? The makor for nechal ala sova is mincha, and a mincha is kachay kachim. Yisraelim are not allowed to eat. It's holy of holies. Only kohanim are allowed to eat it. So since the source is kachay kachim, it's safe to assume that the din of nechal ala sova is only regarding kachay kachim. What about Korban Pesach? Again, by Korban Pesach, we have a special source that the Mechilta learns from a pasuk that Al Matzah Samarim Yochluhu Mikan Amra Pesach Nechal Achila Sova Vein Matzah Mar Nechal Achila Sova. So there we have a special pasuk, but in the absence of a pasuk, then there's no din of Achila Sova. And here, this din, so that's just an exception by Korban Pesach. And when it comes to kachim, they're eaten achila ala sova, and the proof is from the mincha. The mincha is eaten ala sova. So why distinguish and say that the other korbanos are not eaten ala sova? So it's safe to assume that just like shiari mincha is eaten ala sova, so to all korbanos are eaten ala sova. That's the, like we said before, it says by korbanos lamashcha, the gedula, kederach shemalachim ochlim, it has to be done in a chashuv way. And what about Korban Pesach? So Korban Pesach, we have a pasuk, a special pasuk, but dafka by Pesach, not by other kachin kalim. So in Pesachim Peivav, it says Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Achav Yafikomen. Rashi writes Ein Maftir Kshegiyaz Ma'al Lipatim Nesuda Haynu Achar Pesach Shunecho Bachron Ala Sovish Ken Chobetz Kol Korbanos Kedekaim Lo Lamashk Legeduk Kedera Shemalachim Ochlim Ein Niftar Ma'al Yidei Yafikomen. So Rashi writes Ken Chobetz Kol Korbanos. So here we have a Gemara that says that the Korban Pesach should be eaten al hasova, and ein maftir nachar Pesach afikom. We don't need anything else. Achar Pesach, Pesach is last. Pesach is last, and it's al hasova. It's going to satisfy you, because that's the chov of all korbanos. All korbanos have to be eaten al hasova. So we see in open Rashi that kein chovas kol korbanos shehein necholim al hasova. So you want to tell me that it's dafka kachim that are eaten al hasova, and Pesach is a derech as yotzim and aklal is an exception. We see here that other korbanos are also, Rashi writes by the korban Pesach that it's shekein kol chovas kol korbanos. Ayim psachim kuf yates on the base. Ma'ay afikom and amar rav shlo yelich mechabura lechabura. Afikom and v'shmuel amar kagon or delay v'guzlay. Rashbam writes ve'asa shmuel meimar delo mebay shlo yakor mechaburas lechabura acheres ela filu bechaburas o aser lecho klum achar haPesach. Shelo yovad mimenu tam pesach ufi shedinu liyachol basof ala sova v'chein kol ha-karbanos k'dechsiv l'mashcha l'gedula. Wow! So the Rashbam here says afikom, and the Gemara says afikom means you shouldn't go from chabur to chabura, and that means ardelayu goes like that. Not only shouldn't you leave from your chabura, from your group of people, and go to another group, not only that, but moreover it is forbidden to even in your chabura, it is asur for you to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. That's the din of Shmuel. You're not allowed to eat anything after the Korban Pesach. Because it says L'mashcha l'gedula. So l'mashcha k'derech l'gedula k'derech shemalachim ochlem. That all korbanos you have to eat ala sova. So the Rashbam, just like Rashi emphasizes, nechal ala sova t'din b'chol ha korbanos. The opinion of the Mordechi is clear, that he holds that chagiga nechal ala sova, because he asks, why is the chagiga eaten first in order that the Pesach should be nechal ala sova? Why don't we say afuch? That the Pesach is eaten first, and the Chagiga is b'nechal ala sova. So he understands that Chagiga is ala sova. So we have the Rashbam, all Karbanos ala sova. We have Rashi, all Karbanos ala sova. We have the Mordechi, Chagiga is ala sova. And then we have Tosfos, Psachim, Dav Kufchav, Tivra Maschum Aftirin, that Chagiga is not eaten ala sova. Now, besides that, we find the din, Shenechal ala sova, of Nechal ala sova, B'shiarei Mincha. And a lot of Mefarshim learn that Nechal ala sova is learned from the word Lamashcha. And we also find the halacha of Nechal ala sova by Korban Pesach. And the din of Korban Pesach is learned from the Mechilta, from a pasuk. It's brought in the Kesef Mishnah. So we have two sources for Nechal ala sova. Again, the Gemara doesn't tell us otherwise. The Gemara doesn't say about other Korbanos. The Gemara just says about Shiari Mincha and about Korban Pesach. And then the Rishonim, the Rashbam and Rashi, extract from that that just like Pesach is Nechal HaSova, so to all Korbanos. Now, if we say that all Korbanos, we say the din of Nechal HaSova, like Rashi and the Rashbam write in Psachim, then we have a kasha, then why do we need a pasuk by Korban Pesach? That it's Nechal HaSova. Lama Igara Korban Pesach Mishar Korbanos Nechalam Alasova. You want to say, Rashi and the Rashbam, that all Korbanos are eaten Alasova. So why do we need a special pasuk by Korban Pesach? We have a makor that the, in the Gemara, that the holy mincha is eaten Alasova. And from there, the Mefarshim extract that all Korbanos are eaten Alasova because of Lamashcha. That's the reason, that's why they're eaten Alasova. So then what do you need a special source for Korban Pesach for? So apparently we could say something new, a novel idea, that the whole din of Sova was said only by Kachay Kachim. Because the Iker din in Echal Alasova, we learn in Tamura from the Pasuk of Yochlu that it says Lagabe Shari Mincha, but by the Kachim Kalim, we don't have that. By Kachim Kalim, that's not, we don't have a source. Except for Korban Pesach. By Korban Pesach, we have a pasuk of Matzah Maran Yochlu. So we have a pasuk. But the general din is only, I mean, one could argue, no, it's only by Mincha and only by Korban Pesach. But that's not the way the Rishonim are learning. Rishonim are learning that from Korban Mincha we learn that all Korbanos Kachim Kachim are Kachay Kachim are eaten Alasova. And then why do we need a special pasuk by Pesach? For that very reason. Because it's only Kachay Kachim, but not Kachim Kalim. And since it's only Kachay Kachim, not Kachim Kalim, you need a special pasuk about Korban Pesach to tell you Korban Pesach is eaten Alasova from Matzah Maran Yochlu. Now the din of Nechal Alasova is telling you how we explain the mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. That according to the Beis HaLevi, what this means is Shein Shum Karkafte the Gavra La Odom VaMitzvi Rak Shebasar Yeochel. That the Beis HaLevi learns that there's no mitzvah on the Gavra, on the individual, to eat the carbon. Rather, it's a mitzvah of the carbon to be eaten. If so, the whole mitzvah is it should be eaten. So it's not shaykh to say that it should be eaten alasova, because my nafkamina how it's eaten. Sof, the basar is being eaten. In other words, if it's din on the gavra, on the person, so there's a din how the person has to eat it. The person has to eat it, and that it should satisfy him. But it's a din on the carbon, the ikkar is that the carbon should be eaten. So we're not looking at how it's eaten at the person, whether he's satisfied or not. We're looking at the carbon. The carbon has to be eaten. It's a din on the carbon. And therefore, why on earth should we need alasova? And more than that, writes the Avnei Nezer and Archaim Simon Membeis, Shadei Achilas Kohanim Ketanim, you can even be Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem, Adei Achilas Kohanim Ketanim. Because that's also that the buster is going to be eaten when kids eat. It's called eating. Either not obligated, doesn't matter. Because it's not a din on the gavra on the person, it's a din on the heft of carbon, that the carbon has to be eaten. So that's all, but Kachim Kalim, we can say there's no din sova, because the whole mitzvah is that the basar shouldn't, is that it shouldn't come to nosar, and that the meat should be eaten, it shouldn't be left over. That's Kachim Kalim. But the svar of the Beis HaLevi and that of the Or Sameach, that mitzvah achilas kachim is not al kakafta the gavra, this svar we can only say by kachim kalim, but not by kachim kachim, because kachim kachim are different than kachim kalim. Because the klal by achilas kachim kachim, we can say that the mitzvah is al kakafta the gavra on the person, and the obligations on the person to eat. And it's not enough that the meat should be eaten, but rather it is a chovah, it is an obligation that is incumbent upon the person, lechol kizayis veha mitzvah da achila he al kakafta the gavra, that the person has to eat it, and this achila has to be alasov. And the reason we can be mechalik between kachay kachim and kachim kalim is and say that by achila by kachay kachim it's a mitzvah on the person, and by achilas kachim kalim it's a mitzvah on the carbon, that the carbon has to be eaten, because ein achila shel kachay kachim don achila shel kachim kalim. You can't compare the eating of the kachay kachim to the eating of the kachim kalim, because the eating of the kachay kachim is an avoda and it's mechaperes, because kohanim ochlim ubalim iskaprim, like it says in the Pesachim Nuntes, that the Kohanim eat the carbon, and the owners of the carbon receive atonement. And there's a koach kapara b'achilas kachay kachim, b'achilas kachim kalim, who lo mitzvah, like the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, tetzave mitzvah peites, hu shetziva hakohanim lecho b'sar kachim, kolom rachatis v'ashim im kachay kachim, The Medrash learns from our pasuk that there's a special mitzvah for the kohanim to eat the besar of the kachay kachim. Aval ein achilas hakachim kalim b'trum of kishkachilas besar chatas v'ashim. Ki achilas abasu zemen achatas min ashim b'am tishalim kapar miskapir b'alashon atziv achilasam. Ma shelo ba b'kachim kalim. So it's black and white that by kachim kalim there's no mitzvah achila. There's only a mitzvah achila which brings kapara by kachay kachim and not by kachay kalim. Famous Rashi that he writes Achilas Kachim is an essay, whether Kohanim are reading or Yisraelim are reading, but the Rambam doesn't learn that way. The Rambam learns that the mitzvah of Achila is only on Kachay Kachim, not on Kachim Kalim. Ukadas Rambam, Kotzava Mitzvah, Kotzava Sefer Achinuch, a mitzvah Kufchaf, that ain't Achila Kachay Kalim Vitruma, Kamo Achilas Pesar Chatas V'Asham, that it's not a mitzvah to eat the Kachim Kalim like it is a mitzvah to eat the Chatas and the Asham, the Kachay Kachim, because when you eat the Kachay Kachim, that's going to be Mashlim, that's going to complete the Kapara for the Miskaper. Kohanim Ochlin Ubalei Miskaprim, Vachilas Kachim Kalim Vitrum, Lo Yov Loigur Mitzvah Samakriv. So that's not, the Achila is not going to make any difference. Oh, so now, what would Jews do without the word oh, right? I love that word. Oh, so now, Lefizeh, since there's a big chilek between Achilas Kachim Kachim and Achilas Kachim Kalim, that Kachim Kalim L'das HaRamam Ein Mitzvah B'Achilasam V'Gam Ein B'Achilas Kachim Kalim Koach Kapara. So there's no special mitzvah of Achilas Kachim Kalim, and there's no kapara in the mitzvah Kachim Kalim. So we can say that the achilas b'chal not a chovas gavra, and the mitzvah is merely that it should be eaten, like the Beis Halevi says. And therefore, we can say that there's no din of alasova by achilas kachim kalim, because the achila is not a mitzvah in the etzem haachila, it's in the gavra, but rather that it shouldn't be nosar. So if the word is that it shouldn't be nosar, it shouldn't be left over. What does it matter if the person is full? He's not full. The mitzvah community. The important thing is that it shouldn't come to nosar to be left over, which is a big avera. But kachay kachim, which is an avoda, eating kachay kachim an avoda, there the mitzvah is on the person. There it's an obligation to eat. There we can say there's a special din on how to eat it. It should be eaten al hasova. So how awesome is that? Well, we have a chiluk between achilas kachay kachim and achilas kachim kalim. The achilas kachay kachim is a mitzvah, achilas kachim kalim is not a mitzvah. Therefore, achilas kachay kachim, this is a mitzvah on the gavra, a specific mitzvah on the gavra. It has to be al hasova. Mashenkin achilas kachim kalim, where the board is that it shouldn't be left over. Say it. Doesn't matter how you eat it. Doesn't matter whether you're al hasova or not. V'yotzei lefize. Sheish lechalek b'din sova ben kachay kachim and kachim kalim. Kachim kalim, ein din shel sova. But kachay kachim, there is a din shel sova. Umuvan al pize. Mashomrim b'gemara. B'gemara b'psachim. B'daf ayin. Chagiga boim ha'pesach nechal eschilik deishi ha'pesach nechal al hasova. That why is the Chagiga eaten first before the Pesach? That the Pesach should be on a sova. Why don't we say fakert? Why don't we say fakert is a, it's a Spanish word. It means just the opposite. Why don't we say just the opposite? Why don't we say that the Chagiga is eaten, the Pesach, the Chagiga is eaten with the Pesach, so that the Chagiga should be on a sova? So the answer is, based on what we're saying, very clear, that there is no mitzvah on a sova by Chagiga. Like the Mechilta says Dafka Pesach. But not Chagiga. Who says Chagiga? The Mechilta doesn't explicitly exude Chagiga. Explicitly exclude Chagiga. But who says the mitzvah in the Chagiga? Just in the Pesach. And therefore, anachem mivinim, why in the Pesach? But Pesach has to be nalasova, v'lo Chagiga. There's no din that Chagiga is in nalasova, and memela, the Chagiga precedes the Pesach, and not vice versa. So, far and furt, memela, obviously, the kasha, the Mordechi. Why does the Gemara Pesachim say, Chagiga balim ha-Pesach? And not the opposite. So the answer is because Chagiga doesn't have a din of Nechal al Hasova, and therefore the Chagiga the Chagiga precedes the Pesach, and the Pesach does not precede the Chagiga. So that's all in the world of the Rambam, but the Mordechi doesn't hold that way. The Mordechi holds even kachim kalim nechal al hasova, and therefore he says that's why you need two reasons. You need carbon pesach zin al hasova, that you have a basic din in the Gemara that it's eaten al hasova, and then in addition, says the Mordechi, the Chagig is eaten, says the Yerushalmi, the Chagig is eaten before the Pesach, so you don't come to break the bone. But he asked, Kazachur, he asked, how come you need to come onto the din of breaking the bone? How come you need to come onto the Yerushalmi's din Just say Pashat, that you need to eat the Chagiga before the Pesach, because the Pesach has to be Nala Sova. Why do you have to come onto the Yerushalmi's din of Shviras Etzem? And what's the Teretz? Teretz is Pashat now. The Mordechai answers that the Shviras Etzem explains why the Chagiga precedes the Pesach, and not the Pesach preceding the Chagiga, because it's Dafkan Isser Shviras Etzem by Pesach, so therefore make sure that you're somewhat full when you get to the Karban Pesach, eat the Chagiga first. But according to what we're saying, there's Bechlal no din of Al Hasova by Chagiga. And that would explain why the Pesach precedes why the Chagiga precedes the Pesach. Because there's no din of Al Hasova. And as we saw, Rashi and the Rashbam also hold that all Karbonos is a din of Al Hasova. So we have a basic machlokas for showing him what needs to be Al Hasova. According to the Rambam, apparently Kotche Kotchim and Karban Pesach. According to the Mordechai, Rashi, Rashbam, all Karbonos are Nechal Al Hasova. And Rabbeinu Chaim and Daf Chav Gimel in the Chedushi Agrach, it says there Shemar Nagriz Mechadesh Omer Dehachdina Denechal Al Hasova Nehmar Rak Bachilas Kohanim Velo Bachilas Bailim Tahainu Kachim Kalim Uvachilas Pesach Hidin Miyuchad Mikra Vachilas Habasar. In other words, that this whole din, he says, of Nechal Al Hasova was only the Kohanim, but not when the Bailim eat their Chelek. And Achilas Pesach is a special din. However, the Brisker Rav is not Mechalek, the Griz is a Mechalek between Kotche Kotchim and Kotchim Kalim. They got Be'adin of Sova. That's not his distinction. His distinction is between Achilas Kohanim and Achilas Bailim. That Dafka the Kohanim are reading Al Hasova, and the Bailim are not. Whatever the Kohanim are reading has to be Al Hasova. And not Balim. Even by Kachim Kalim, you have Chazav Ishok, which are Achilas Kohanim. That's his Chiluk. But according to our approach, the din of Nechal Al Hasova was only by Kachim Kachim, because there's a special mitzvah by Achilasam, and we got Machilaso Hi Kapara, like we see in Psachim Nantes, Balim Kohanim Ochlim, Balim Skaprim, Chinuch, this is Dafka mitzvah of Achila when it comes to Kachay Kachim. And Memela, since this is a special din on the Gavr, eat the Kachim, there's a din how to eat it, Al Hasova, Mashen Kain Kachim Kalim, even for the Kohanim. There's no special din there's no special mitzvah, there's no special kapara, and therefore there's also no special din of Achila Al Hasova. Now, let's say you would find, according to our approach, let's say you would find a case where there is a mitzvah to eat Kachim Kalim. So if you find there's a place that's a Chovas Gavra to eat the Kachim Kalim, then what would you say? You would say that has to be eaten Al Hasova. Again, if it's a din in the Chefts of the carbon, like it is by Kachim Kalim, so it's not a din on the Gavra, so then there's no din of Lasova. The whole word is just that it doesn't come to Nosar. But if you say there's a din in the Achilas Gavra, then it has to be done in a certain way. It has to be Ligdula. It has to be eaten that it should satisfy you. So we have that Karban Pesach, this is a special mitzvah of Achila. And there you have a din of Alasova. And in addition, if we would find anywhere else, any other Echitimtsi, where there'd be a mitzvah Achila, by Kachim Kalim, there would be a din of Alasova. What would that be? Do we have such a case? And the answer is we do. Menachas Daf Mem and Tosas, they say that there is a mitzvah for the Kohen HaMakriv to eat a kezayis. Dafka the Kohen HaMakriv, he has to eat a kezayis. So if, according to what we're saying, that kezayis that he eats is there's a mitzvah sachila, and memela has to be Al Hasova. And so explains the Beis HaLevi that there's a special din on the Kohen HaMakriv. It's not enough that Kohanim eat it. The Kohen HaMakriv has to eat it also. And if that's true, then it would emerge that he has to eat an alasova. Because whenever there's a din on the gavra to eat, it has to be eaten in a certain way, it has to be eaten with chashivas alasova. Whenever there's din, the heft of the carbon should be eaten, like by regular kachim kalim, then there's no din of achila alasova. And again, the exceptions to the rule by kachim kalim are going to be Pesach and the fitosis and yavamis, the zayis of the carbon that is eaten by the kohen HaMakriv. Advarim hayin aflaim, and there's a hemshech to what we're saying. And maybe if God gives us life and the financial means and the Simchas Chaim, and I hope we're able to continue b'simcha b'tuv lev of Merov Kol, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.